Take a moment to look closely at this intriguing work of art titled Pier and Ocean, After Mondrian and Ripcurl Thermalite, by artist Henry Jock Walker. At first glance, you're greeted by a striking geometric composition with a narrow frame that contains a collection of colored shapes and textured surfaces. The piece features blocks of color, predominantly deep blue and soft beige, interlaced with bold accents of red and yellow. You might notice how the smooth lines and uniform shapes create a sense of order and balance, reminiscent of the works of Piet Mondrian, who is known for his distinct use of color and geometry. The rectangular forms are arranged in a way that implies a horizon, evoking the vastness of both a pier extending into the sea and the ocean itself. Each element has its significance, layered carefully to create a narrative that invites viewers to dive deeper. As you observe this artwork, many people may find themselves experiencing a range of emotions. Perhaps you feel a sense of calmness, as colors often have the ability to evoke serenity and stability. The deep blue can echo the tranquility of ocean water, while the lighter shades of beige might remind you of sandy shores. Conversely, the bright red and yellow could elicit excitement or evoke the sun's warmth breaking through clouds. This interplay of colors and feelings intrigues viewers as they consider what the work conveys about the natural world and their own connection to it. Have you ever felt a mix of emotions when encountering nature? How does this artwork manage to reflect those feelings through its use of color and form? Engaging with this piece invites us to consider our own interpretations and experiences with art. What does the combination of neoprene, a material commonly used in wetsuits, signify to you? Many viewers might find it fascinating that this artwork is not just about visual aesthetics, but also about materials that carry a history and utility. The use of neoprene brings forth questions about our interaction with the ocean and our dependency on technology to explore its depths. Shouldn't we think about how our relationships with nature are often intertwined with innovation? As you stand before this piece, ask yourself, what narratives can you draw from the juxtaposition of color and form? In what ways does this artwork resonate with your own encounters by the ocean or experiences in the water? As we delve deeper, you might see how Pier and Ocean challenges conventional boundaries by integrating everyday materials into fine art. The application of wetsuit material is not just innovative, it evokes broader discussions about environmentalism, resource utilization, and the tension between nature and technology. By employing a material typically associated with sports and recreation, Walker creates an artwork that comments on contemporary life and our interaction with the environment. Could it be that this piece serves as a metaphor for the ongoing conversation about sustainability, encouraging viewers to think twice about how they engage with both art and nature? The artwork stands as a window into the themes of abstraction and environmental consciousness, inviting dialogue about how we perceive our world. On a larger scale, this connection between form, color, and material encapsulates the concerns of modern life and our ever-shifting relationship with nature. As you reflect on Pier and Ocean, consider how such artworks provoke thought and awareness about larger societal issues. Does engaging with this piece lead you to confront your notions of nature, art, and their intersection in our lives? In conclusion, Henry Jock Walker's Pier and Ocean is not merely a visual representation of a scene, it invites us into a dialogue that stretches from personal reflections to societal implications. The mixture of color, shape, and material creates a rich tapestry of ideas that can provoke thought and inspire conversations. So, as you think about the depths of meaning behind this artwork, challenge yourself with this final thought: what stories are waiting to be uncovered in the layers of art, nature, and our intertwined experiences?